is Maria Boynton with Dr. Raphael Warnock. A lot happened in Tuesday's primary. What did you think about it, sir? I also understand that you've sent a letter to your opponents.
Yes, we're very concerned about the situation with the voting here in the state of Georgia. And we're seeing these problems across the country, but for a long time, Georgia, it seems to me, is ground zero for voter suppression in our state. And it's deeply disappointing that we saw so much chaos and confusion as ordinary citizens sought to exercise their constitutional right to vote yesterday. We heard of reports of extremely long lines, people waiting for hours and hours, machines that were inoperable, workers who did not know how to properly operate the machines, not enough provisional ballots. And the list goes on and on. And in at least 20 counties, there were judicial extensions of the hours of operation because of all of these problems. When you've got that many counties having those kinds of problems, the issue is that something is fundamentally broken, which is why I'm calling for an investigation into the Georgia Secretary of State's office and into the state of Georgia. And I'm asking my opponents, Senator Kelly Loeffler and Congressman Doug Collins, who will appear with me on the ballot in November, to join me in calling for this investigation so that when we get to the general, we don't have these problems.
You mentioned that you're going to be on the ballot in November. You weren't on the ballot Tuesday. So explain to everybody what a so-called jungle primary is.
There are two Senate races in Georgia this year. We're the only state with two Senate races. And I have to tell you, folks have been calling me all across the state because they were wondering why my name wasn't on the ballot yesterday. I'm running in the special election. And so there was no typical primary for my race. That's the other Senate race. But in the special election, people from all parties will appear on the same ballot in the general in November. And so that's the first time my name, along with the names of my opponents, will appear on the ballot. But yesterday what we saw was very disturbing, and it should be disturbing to anybody who cares about the soul of our democracy, regardless of party. We can do better than this. We're the greatest democracy on the planet, but that was not represented yesterday. And so I'm calling for an investigation into the office of the Secretary of State and into the state of Georgia. The issues of trying to have people cast their ballot in a safe and fair way in the midst of a pandemic, we all knew that those issues would be there. There was plenty of time to get ready for those issues. And rather than increasing our capacity to respond, it's unfortunate that we saw Georgia exercise its elections yesterday with, frankly, one foot on a banana peel and the other in the grave. But democracy, we can't allow it to die. We've got to keep it alive. And that's why we're trying to be vigilant, even as we're running for the U.S. Senate. We're saying that there's something more important than politics here, and that's the soul of our democracy.
People are familiar with the works of Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, which you are senior pastor. Why are you running for the U.S. Senate? I mean, for those who don't know you, and what are your plans for the Black community?
Thank you so much. You know, my whole life has been about service, and for nearly 15 years now, I've had the incredible honor of serving as the pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church, spiritual home of Martin Luther King Jr. But for me, quite frankly, it's never been a matter of basking, if you will, in the glory of a position. The question that I've asked myself every time I wake up is, what are you going to do with it? Now that you have these gifts, this platform, how do you leverage it for more good in the world? And in this moment, it seems to me that opportunity to run for the United States Senate, to fight for the things that I've always fought for, access to quality and affordable health care, voting rights, quite frankly, criminal justice reform, fighting for the dignity of ordinary workers so that they can earn a living wage and retire with dignity, fighting to make sure that all of our children, regardless of their zip code, are able to go to good quality schools that allow them then to become productive citizens in our country. Those are the things that I've fought for and I've marched for and I've organized with others. And from time to time, I've even, confronted the powers in such a way that I've been arrested in acts of civil disobedience. But what's really arrested me is the vision of a new and better country, and that's why I'm running.
Reverend Warnock, how can people learn more about you? And if they want to know more about your campaign, what should they do?
Yes, please stay in touch with us. We'd like to hear from you. And our website is www.warnockforgeorgia.com. Warnockforgeorgia.com.
Been talking to candidate for U.S. Senate, Reverend Raphael Warnock. Thank you.